Call the meeting to order for the Public Safety Commission, Town of Montville, on December 8th, 2025. First order of business is pledge to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
Commissioner Perkins?
Here.
Commissioner Stewart?
Here.
Commissioner Bauer is absent. Commissioner Murphy is absent. Commissioner Gillette is absent. Commissioner Callahan?
Here.
We do not have a quorum, so we will not be able to vote on anything tonight. The first item that we will take care of is a swearing-in ceremony for Fire Marshal John Meagle.
Thank you. So I'd like to announce the appointment of John Meagle as our Fire Marshal. He was our current Deputy Fire Marshal. We went through an extensive interviews, and John did very well. We know that John has the best interests of the town in mind. He's worked very hard for this, and I'm very happy to make this appointment. So with that said, I'd like to have the town clerk come up and swear him in. And can we have Mrs. Meagle come up?
John, will you please raise your right hand? And you, John Meagle, solemnly swear you will faithfully discharge according to law your duties as the Town of Montville Fire Marshal to the best of your ability, so help you God. Thank you very much. Congratulations.
So with that said, I know there's not a lot of pomp and circumstance here, John, but that doesn't diminish whatsoever with the importance of this appointment. The town has got a lot of things going on that are coming up, and there's an awful lot of work to be done, and I hope to have some help for you here soon. But we want to thank you for stepping up to the plate and taking this. I know it's a lot of responsibility and a lot of work, and I think as a team, we can make this whole thing come together. Thank you.
All right, communications. The only things I have not received are the dispatch information dump and the chief report from Company 1, 3, and 4. Does that sound right?
That is correct for October and November, but dispatch did send out, I do a report for dispatch for October, but I did not get November's.
Right. Apparently he's under the weather, so.
Yeah, he's really good about that.
Okay. So we'll dispense with the approval of the meeting minutes for October 27th until hopefully next month. Remarks from the public, agenda items only, 3-minute limit. Remarks from the public. Remarks from the public. Thank you, public. Remarks from department heads. Lieutenant Radford.
Good evening, Dave Radford, Lieutenant Montville Police. We'll start with our October stats. I think we didn't have a meeting last month. I'm going to start the police stats for the month. We had 1,001 calls, and we had 21 infractions issued, 7 juvenile summonses, 2 misdemeanors, 65 written warnings, a total of 95 citations issued. The police department for the month of November, we had a total of 841 calls for service. We had 24 infractions issued, 10 misdemeanors, 97 warnings for a total of 131 citations issued. The animal control facility for the month of October for the town of Montville. We had a total of 15 animals impounded for the month, for 52 year-to-date. 1 animal sold as a pet, 5 year-to-date. 1 animal DOA, 3 year-to-date. 87 total complaints investigated for 315 year-to-date. We had 2 animal bites investigated, 9 year-to-date. 3 enforcement actions, 8 year-to-date. Total calls for service, 50. For a total of 223 year-to-date. For the town of Colchester, we had 1 animal impounded, 19 year-to-date, 2 sold as pets, 10 year-to-date, 14 complaints investigated, 67 year-to-date. Animal bites investigated were 3, 7 year-to-date. For the town of Salem, we had 7 complaints investigated for 17 year-to-date. The town of Basra, we had 3 complaints investigated with 11 year-to-date. And for the casino, we finally broke the mold. We had 1 animal impounded, 1 year-to-date, and total complaints investigated was 1 with 1 year-to-date. For the month of November, for the Montville Animal Control, we had 8 animals impounded, 60 year-to-date, 37 total complaints investigated, 352 year-to-date, 3 animal bites investigated, 12 year-to-date, 25 other calls for service for 248 year-to-date of those. Town of Colchester, we had 4 animals impounded, 23 year-to-date, 2 animals DOA, 3 year-to-date, 13 complaints investigated, 80 year-to-date, 1 animal bite with 8 year-to-date. Town of Salem, we had 1 animal impounded, 3 year-to-date, 8 complaints investigated, 25 year-to-date. Basra, we had 3 complaints investigated with 14 year-to-date. And the casino was quiet. The tribe was quiet. Besides that, we had our, obviously everybody was aware, the holiday parade was last night. Everything went well on our end. We had 1 minor incident that we took care of during the parade. We also, I'd also like to just thank the Town of Montville Fire Police Association for helping us out as always. They always help us out with the Memorial Day parade, the trick-or-trunk, and then the holiday parade. And without them, it would make our job much more difficult. And then I have some positive correspondence that I'd like to touch on. I have one for Officer Cassidy and Officer Ashuni. I'm just going to give you highlights on these instead of going into depth. Basically, it involves a vehicle pursuit that we had from a vehicle that had been attempted to have been stopped earlier in the night on the highway, ended up in the town of Montville, almost hit one of our cruisers head-on. We were able to stop stick it, successfully get it stopped without anybody getting hurt, and she was taken into custody, and it was an effort well done by Officer Cassidy, Officer Ashuni, and Sergeant Shepard.
Very good.
I also have positive correspondence for Officer Todd. This one I'll read. It's a little lengthy, but I'll get through it quick. I think it's important to read this one. I'm writing to compliment Officer Todd on her professionalism in handling the situation I was involved in tonight. I was driving for Lyft when I did my usual picking up a passenger and pull onto a road. The passenger made a comment about how sketchy it was getting where he was, then suddenly 2 vehicles blocked the road. They flashed the high beams, and I thought to myself, now I'm in a sketchy situation. Before I could tell him to leave my car, the side lights came on, and I knew it was the police. At that moment, my heart dropped. As a single mom of four, two with special needs, every horrible situation went through my head. I was going to be shot by the police. The passenger was going to harm me. I could be arrested for something he did, or I would lose my job because of all this. I was ordered out of the vehicle. I stood with my hands high in the pouring rain. I shouted as loud as I could, I'm just a Lyft driver. I have no clue what's going on. I couldn't hear what the officers were saying because they were now shouting, not on the loudspeaker. I screamed, I can't hear you, completely afraid to turn around. I finally heard the command to walk towards them. I saw some more guns pointed at me than I ever want to again. At this point, I was shaking with absolute disbelief. I was in this position, starting to tense up from the rain. As Officer Todd approached me, she instantly started to explain everything she was doing. As she grabbed my left side and another officer grabbed my right. She patted me down before explaining I had to be placed in handcuffs. I knew because of my spinal fusion it would be interpreted as me resisting, so I quickly informed them. I understood what they had to do, but this motion would be hard for me to do. Officer Todd was gentle in placing my hands behind my back and applying the cuffs. She immediately spoke to the other officers about getting me in the back of the car as fast as possible while writing down my information. She kept me informed while I sat handcuffed in the back of the squad car. As soon as she had the opportunity to remove the cuffs, she did. When everything was set for me to return to my vehicle, she listened to my concerns about drugs possibly being in my car, informing the other officers I wanted it checked because I had children. Thank God the drugs were found. My 8-year-old son, who is diagnosed on the spectrum, sits in that seat where the pipe and baggie of narcotics were. He puts things in his mouth without thinking, and this could have been caused an exposure to him. From the bottom of my heart, please thank Officer Todd for the calmness and compassion in this situation. I know the officers had to be pumping with adrenaline, not knowing if I was armed, my passenger was armed, or if an active shooter was present in the area. This was a situation which could have gone in many different directions, resulting in me not returning home to my amazing children. Please extend my gratitude to the officers who, from your department and Waterford Police Department, this by far is my wildest rideshare story to tell and hopefully never gets topped. In a nutshell, it just involved an incident where allegedly there was perpetrators doing a home invasion actively in a home, and this individual had gotten into this Lyft and left that residence believed to be part of it. It was not an active shooter type situation, but there was other issues, and as you heard, drugs and things were found in the vehicle.
It was related to her passenger, not to her.
Correct, her passenger. She was just an innocent Lyft driver.
Yep.
And the other one I have is real quick as well. It's for Assistant Animal Control Officer Tina Brown and Christy Andrews. I just wanted to reach out to let you know about the wonderful service your employees Tina Brown and Christy Andrews provided us in helping to find a home for a cat. My husband's sister, who lived in Uncasville, passed away in mid-September, and her cat was her whole world. For the last 2 months, we'd been trying to find a shelter or home for the cat, as our two dogs do not mix well with cats. Despite numerous attempts, the last couple of months, we were never able to catch it, and Friday reached out to your animal control department to see if they could provide a trap. Not only did Tina and Christy get us the trap, they put us in contact with Kitty Harbor Sanctuary, and the cat was brought there today. We live in Old Saybrook and did not know of this shelter, and if it wasn't for Tina and Christy's efforts, I fear that we would have had no other option but to euthanize the cat. I just wanted to reach out to let you know how much we appreciate them and all their efforts. What a great asset they are to your department. Thank you. And with that, that's all I have, unless you have any questions.
You have any update on the ACO?
Oh, yes, I apologize. The animal control facility, if anybody's driven through there, obviously they've gotten the parking lot completed, the curbing. They've started with the topsoil, getting that down. They'll finish that off. They're not going to do any grass until the spring because of the weather, obviously. Sure. The building is watertight. We've got doors on it. We do have a temporary generator, thank you to WPCA, that is currently running heat to try and get the building up to temperature so that they can start doing more interior work that needs to be done, floors, walls, et cetera. We anticipate within the next month or so, hopefully we'll be in there. Permanent power is slotted this week so that we can get our full heat going. That's pretty much where we're at. It's things are coming along nice, and we should be there real soon.
Very good. Any more questions for the lieutenant? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Fire Marshal Meagle. Not deputy. Fire Marshal.
Fire Marshal. Thank you. I appreciate it. And I want to thank everybody that's been here, that's here. And I want to thank the town of Montville for having me as their fire marshal. It's going to be an honor, so I'm looking forward to it. So the numbers are as for October. Inspections and businesses are 76. Reinspections of businesses and apartments are 54. There was one fire investigation. I responded to one structure fire. There were several community events in the month of October because it was fire prevention month. So on October 8th through the 11th, I did all the schools. That was a very large success. I had everywhere between Chesterfield Fire Department and the career staff to assist with fire prevention. So it was fantastic and it was a great turnout. The kids loved it. And then for emergency management, I haven't had any responses needed. I spent 9 hours on emergency management. I had 9 burn permits that were completed. Also on October 29th, we went to Little Learners Daycare. I'd like to thank Chief Truex and Samantha Beebe on assisting me with 31 over there with the kids. That was a huge success. For the town, for the month of November, inspections and businesses were 41. Reinspections are 16. Fire investigations are 3. I responded to 3 calls, 1 medical, 2 fire alarms. I spent 5 hours on emergency management, and there were 8 burn permits that were issued for the month of November. That's it.
Very good. Would you send us the reports? I don't
yes,
believe
sir.
We got those.
Yes, sir. It was 30 minutes prior to.
He emailed them.
So it's on email.
Thank you. Committee and liaison reports. Commissioner Perkins, anything else for the fire department?
Oh, for the fire activity for October, there were 280 calls. 54 were fire. Out of that, 5 assists were out of town, and 226 were ambulances. Out of that, 3 were assists out of town. We had 1 assist from town, and out of the total ambulance, we had 11 lift assists. The reports, I did not receive what we just talked about. I did not receive the numbers for November. As far as the fire departments, Montville, I have not received October, November. Mohegan, I received, which I forwarded to you guys for October, November. Chesterfield, I did not receive October, November. I do believe we now have a new chief for Chesterfield, Chief Nelson. Oakdale, I did not receive October or November. We also had our quarterly Montville Volunteer Firefighters Relief Committee, and Montville had 7 stipends for the third quarter and 3 tax abatements. Mohegan had 4 stipends and 0 tax abatements. Chesterfield had 4 stipends and 2 tax abatements. And October. Oakdale had 7 stipends and 6 tax abatements. Just want to note that Chesterfield does have 1 volunteer that qualifies for Chesterfield and also qualifies for Oakdale, but that falls under Oakdale.
Okay.
And that's all I have. Oh, and also, I also want to note underneath the fire department reports, I want to note that I did reach out, and Santa's coming out again this month. And Montville's department's going out on the 20th around noon. Mohegan's going out the 20th around 2. Chesterfield's should be going out on the 14th around 12:30. And Oakdale leaves the station on the 21st at 8 in the morning. That's all I have for tonight. today.
Thank you. Commissioner Callahan, do you have anything else for animal control?
I do not have anything to add.
Police department liaison Gillette is not here. Building department. All right, for the building department, month of October, 161 permits issued, 22 permits pending, 167 inspections, active blight 308, blight abated to date 594, and blight pending is 3. For November, it was permits issued were 99, pending permits 38, inspections 142, active blight 303, blight abated to date 596, and blight pending is 2. Remarks from the chief. Chiefs. Chief Nelson was elected chief at the Chesterfield annual meeting this past Tuesday.
Good evening, commissioners. Good evening, Mr. Mayor and Councilor Baker. I'd like to introduce myself. Mr. Commissioner Stewart has stated, my name is David P. Nelson, Sr. I live at 50 Holmes Road in Oakdale, Connecticut. I've been a member of the Chesterfield Firehouse for approximately, almost going on 41 years. I served as assistant chief and as deputy chief for the past 34 years, and I just became the newly elected chief from Mr. Chief Truex, that I would like to honorably note this evening. A round of applause for his many years of service that he has put into the company, at least over 18 years, and that's a good record for any chief to put into a department. As far as the October incident report numbers and the November report, those will be coming out the later on this week. We have been having issues with firehouse software, with the turnover between Chief Truex and myself. It's going to take approximately, hopefully, another week, not more than that, changing the email addresses over so I can start receiving some of the information from where I need to. I figured that I would show up tonight instead of going to the new EMS system that we're taking over, so I will be doing that the 22nd instead of tonight. I need to get some names, some numbers from you so I can also give you my email once I receive it from the chief, once everything clears off.
So once you get your report, you can just email it to me. I'm the fire liaison, and then I forward it on to the rest of the commission.
Yes, yes.
If you want, then I can email you their addresses.
I have your email.
Okay.
You're the first one that I looked at for doing that, so I can send the reports to it. Thank you.
Thank you. Unfinished business. Consider an act on a motion to approve a policy to systemize and retain firefighter data to observe trends and effectiveness. Essentially, what Chief Nelson was talking about is training for the new system. And Chief Truex, would you speak on that a little bit? I think you're most familiar with it.
So all four fire departments are transferring over from EMS charts to emergency networking. We are officially cutting over January 1st. So how the reports will go that month, for the month of January, which would actually, you wouldn't get it until February. All of the January report, which is really December's, that'll still come out of EMS charts, so that won't be an issue. Emergency networking, we are working with the vendors. They are still setting everything up, which is kind of a concern because, as I said, we have to go live January 1st. The first training is tonight. That's where the majority of the fire chiefs and department members are, and then they're going to have another training on the 22nd to catch everybody else up. It's supposed to do everything and more than what EMS charts does. So, and playing around with it a little bit, because it's a dummy shell right now, it does look like it's going to do more than what we're currently able to do. I don't know if you have any specific questions.
No.
You want me to talk about the fire department radios while I'm here?
Please.
Chief Messer spoke with the state last week. They finally have our frequency banks set up, but now they want to have a meeting with our vendors so that the state knows, that the vendors know, and we know what equipment we're purchasing, even though we submitted all that to the state 2 years ago and it hasn't changed. But they want to have this meeting, so now it all has to be set up. And then I know Chief Messer was trying to touch base with Comms Plus, because Chief Messer was recently told that we were not set up at dispatch yet completely to cut over to the fire side, and I believe we thought we were. So he's checking in to see if it was an erroneous, hey, but I haven't gotten anything from him on that yet. So that may be an issue that somebody told us we were ready and, oh, hey, you need this other box that maybe we do or don't have. But it looks like maybe March, April time frame, because, well, the state's moving at the speed of the state. And the radio people are the slowest in the state.
Lieutenant?
Just to back that up, I haven't heard anything to that nature. I'm not quite sure what they're talking about. There's the reason to go to this new box was it's all encompassed in one. The only thing that is missing is the programming of their channels, which is the state is still has and has to do. So that's the only thing missing, to my knowledge.
Yeah.
Unless there's something that we haven't been told by Comms Plus.
Interpretation, probably.
Yeah, that's probably.
Thank you. New business. Well, since we can't vote on these, we can still talk to them. Item 13A or 12A. To consider an act on a motion to recommend the purchase of a Faro scanner in the amount of $6,887. Town of Montville's cost sharing with the Shoreline Traffic Accident Reconstruction Team. Chief.
Good evening.
Good evening.
About 2.5 years ago, we entered into an agreement with the towns of Waterford and East Lyme and created the START team, which is a Shoreline Traffic Accident Reconstruction Team. During the initial stages, the three chiefs met and we decided on a purchase of a Faro machine, which is a 3D scanner. It's a mapping machine that'll go out and it'll help us, one, get two-scale measurements at any crime scene or accident scene. And it's going to, if we use it at a serious injury or fatal accident, it's going to help us clear the road that much quicker. Unfortunately, there was a change of command in East Lyme, and it kind of fell by the wayside. The new chief, Kevin Glenn, took over and went forward with the purchase before we were able to put that in our budget. So unfortunately, the cost sharing that we're paying, Waterford and Montville are paying considerably less than East Lyme, but it's a $70,000 piece of equipment that our cost sharing is going to be just under $7,000. There'll be six people trained to use it, two from each department. It will be housed in East Lyme, but we will have full access to it for any crime scene or accident scene need. So.
Okay. Sounds good. Is there an annual cost?
This is that our cost sharing part will do the maintenance and subscription fee for 5 years. So we're good for 5 years after
okay.
this initial cost. There won't be any other. And then and when the 5 years is up, we can, you know, see if it's data technology, if it's something that, you know, we need to replace or we continue on with another maintenance plan.
So if it's needed, Do they bring it out, or do we have to go get it?
So right now, either or, I will answer that. Right now, if we have a serious injury or fatal accident, we'll activate the START team, and officers from Waterford and East Lyme would come to Mottville, or Mottville would go there, you know, depending on the need. And it's worked out very, very well for us. You know, we've seen a benefit because we're getting, you know, we have three accident reconstructionists who are doing the fatal accidents. However, we're getting, you know, five or six at a fatal accident. And, you know, the more eyes, sometimes the better for picking up evidence off the ground, or you know, looking for critical speed yaw marks, or, you know, things that the layperson like myself may miss.
Is there any other departments in the area that have this?
Faro? The state has it. Not sure of any other. Actually, Norwich Police have it, too. Because they came out and did they mapped a scene for us, but there was an issue with the software, and we never got the measurements. We had to go back out and measure it the old-fashioned way anyway. So.
Sounds good. Anybody got any questions? Okay. So I guess you're going to stay there for the other item. To consider an act on a motion to recommend the replacement of a police cruiser totaled in an accident to the amount of $32,200.
So the vehicle was involved in an accident, not our fault accident, and it went to the body shop. Initially, it came in at about $6,000 to fix it, and when they started taking it apart, they realized that the frame was bent, and the insurance company decided to total it. We're getting $12,500 for that car. Had 80-something thousand miles on it. It was in 2018. I talked to the director of finance. Right now, there is a fund set up. The town council set it up in July for private duty jobs. So anytime you see a police officer working a private duty job, road construction, I'll say, there's a specific amount of money from an administrative fee that is now going into a kitty that the town holds, and they're going to use it for cruiser replacement. Since July, according to the director of finance, there's $14,000 in that account. So with the $12,500 and the $14,000, believe it or not, the $32,000 is the balance for a new cruiser. And the new cruiser comes in at $44,780. And the rest of the money is for upfitting. It brings it up to $55,471 with the lights, sirens, the, you know, everything that they put in it.
Yep.
So, and we're obviously looking to replace that cruiser. It's needed.
Okay. Is it just waiting for approval? Like, you already have it picked out?
Hopefully, if you guys send it to the town council tonight, the town council will tell me yes, and we've already got the car on hold.
See, we can't vote
can't do
on
it.
It.
Can't vote, but.
So then it's going to be on the agenda for next month, January?
Yep. Unless we need to have a special meeting. But so
I'll discuss it at the town council tonight, and we'll see where that goes.
We'll make a presentation to the town council and just say that you didn't have a quorum. You weren't able to make the recommendation. We'll ask the council to move on it anyway.
Right.
Any questions of me?
No. Is there anything in there that could have been saved? Like, I know they have, like, computers inside, or is it just the
Lieutenant front? Radford and I stripped the car.
Oh.
We went through it and took everything out that we could,
okay.
That we needed.
Yeah. So. I just wasn't sure. I wanted to make sure the officer was okay.
Oh, yeah. Yep, the officer's fine.
Right.
So.
But I just, okay.
All right.
Good.
Thank you.
Thank you. Last item under new business is to consider an act on a motion to approve the 2026 commission meeting schedule as follows: January 26th, February 23rd, March 23rd, April 27th, Wednesday, May 27th, because of Memorial Day holiday, June 22nd, July 27th, August 24th, September 28th, October 26th, November 23rd, December 14th, and January 25th.
I have December 28th.
December 28th on my agenda.
Yeah, me too. Oh, I have the 28th.
Yeah, they put out a new one. we've adjusted it the past couple of years to get it away from the holiday time when a lot of people are out of town. Meetings will be held in town council chambers at 6 p.m. Again,
Chairman,
you cannot vote on it.
I would suggest that since you don't have a quorum, your January meeting will, unless you have a special meeting to set the dates, your January meeting will be a special meeting.
Okay.
Until you have a quorum and able to approve the dates.
Very good.
So we'll have to give that some thought on how you're going to handle it.
Yeah. Okay. That being said, moving on to remarks from the public. 3-minute limit. Remarks from the public. Remarks from the public. Thank you. Remarks from the mayor.
I'm going to start off by explaining the roped off seats we have here. The outside staircase on the exit door. The staircase is pretty well decayed and is unsafe, so we had to reduce the occupancy in the meeting room. The cost is going to be up to about $20,000, and so we're trying to get some bids and come up with the money to replace that. Since the budget time of the year is rapidly approaching, I would ask that, and I spoke with the finance director, how we can get the thing started, and finance director suggested that each of the liaisons that we have for each of the departments contact your respective departments and ask for a submittal on your capital improvement plans to kick this thing off. And in January, the finance director will set up a schedule of how we're going to get things moving, and as soon as I contact the individual departments to review what they're going to have, then they'll submit it, their individual plans, to public safety. But if we can kick off the capital improvements now, I think we'll be ahead of the whole schedule. Okay. Congratulations and my appreciation to the officers on the use of the stop sticks. It's a lot more complicated than what people believe it to be. It isn't just throw some sticks out there and let the car run it over. It takes a lot of coordination and a lot of practice, believe it or not. So that's a really good thing to hear that it works. Also with the Officer Todd, with the taking the time to put somebody at ease in a very stressful situation, is a lot to be said for Officer Tardin. My appreciation goes out to that officer. The animal control officers may not seem like much, saving a cat, but to the person that owned the cat, it was an awful lot. Mm-hmm. And it means a lot to me too. Explain that rear door. So I was able to sell off the old M37. We really tried to keep those lights for M27, and it wasn't as simple as what we thought it was going to be, and they would have had to make a lot of improvisions to make them work. It was, you're not just changing the lights, you're changing the control box, you're changing a lot of the wiring, and it would have taken an awful lot. But we were fortunate that we did get $12,000 for it. And I'd like it known also that the purchaser, realizing that they got a good deal, and that that buyer has donated $1,000 to Social Services Food Bank and $1,000 to the toy drive.
Oh, wow.
So we're very appreciative. It's Sam Petrowski, who is the purchaser of the
old movie theater.
Yep. And he doesn't have a name for that yet, although I keep referring it to the old drive-in. But it's going to have a name here before too long, and we'll make it known. And I also have some people that are thinking on the old M23 tanker that's been sitting there now for 2 years.
So I got my fingers crossed that we're going to be able to get that thing moved too. We're taking applications for the deputy fire marshal. And, we've got three already. So we'll be asking the safety commission to set up some dates for some interviews.
Will we do that before the holidays or after? Do you know?
I'm hoping we can get, a lot of it depends upon you, because we're ready to go, and we've spoken to the chair, and we're looking for some dates, so we're hoping to get it before the holidays. I also want to take a moment to, I know I didn't say enough about the deputy fire marshal becoming our fire marshal, John Meagle, but we really appreciate the fact that you've stepped up to this, and I know it's you're doing a lot for just yourself and running the department on your own, and you're getting a lot of things done, and you showed it tonight, and we just want to say thank you for helping us out here. We know you're going to do a good job. We have a lot of faith in you. Also, as the lieutenant mentioned, the light parade went well, and you know, the fire police, they made it happen together with the police department at providing security and traffic control. They did a great job, and the parade itself went well. And congratulations to Chief Nelson on his taking over as the fire chief of Chesterfield, and echoing what he said about Keith Truex. He did an awful lot for the town. He did an awful lot for Chesterfield. We're going to miss his expertise and his presence, and I hope that he sticks around and helps the town further. NECOG is withdrawing from many of the towns that they provide animal control to. And I just want to make you aware that those towns like Lisbon and Sprague and Griswold and Lebanon, they're all looking for someone to provide services for their towns, and we can't do it all. But we are in discussions with them, and we're going to try to do what we can, because they're going to be left dry in July. We should have built a bigger boat. That's all I got.
Thank you very much. Remarks from the town council liaison, Mr. Baker.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First off, I'd like to, as I always do, I'd like to thank all of our first responders, all of our police and fire personnel, both career and volunteer. You guys are doing an outstanding job. You put your lives on the line for the town every day of the week, and it's greatly appreciated. Also, I'd like to congratulate Fire Marshal Meagle on his promotion to Fire Marshal. Like to congratulate Chief Nelson on becoming the Chief of Chesterfield, and thank Keith Truex, past chief, for all his years of service to the company and everything he's done. Let's see here. And I'd like to thank or congratulate the positive correspondence for all the officers that were read tonight, including the ACOs. You guys did an outstanding job. Thank you so much for what you do. And let's see what else we got here. I just want to wish everybody happy holidays or Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, whatever it is you go by. Please just remind, just please be safe out there, whatever you do. Get through the holidays safely. That's the most important part. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Marks from commissioners. Commissioner Callahan.
First, I want to say congratulations to Fire Chief Meagle and to Chief Nelson Chesterfield. I also want to say that I'm really glad that everybody that was involved in these past few incidences are all okay. It just makes me happy to continue to be a resident here in Oakdale for over 45 years, that everybody's, you know, sticks together and looks out for each other. And I did go by a couple of times by the ACO building, and it looks really good. So can't wait to get any of the animals in there. That's it. Have a good holiday.
Commissioner Perkins.
Want to congratulate Fire Marshal Meagle. Look forward to working with you. Still, again. I want to thank the Montville Police, Montville Firefighters, and our four volunteer fire departments. Thank you guys for everything you do. Congratulations to Chief Nelson. Look forward to working with you. Thank you, Chief Truix. You've been with the company for a long time. I think you'll still be around. But thank you for getting me my reports and whatever questions I had you answered. Congratulations, Brian Baker, who was a public safety commissioner, who now got elected as town council. And also, I say Merry Christmas, so Merry Christmas.
Thank you very much. Echo both of the sentiments from Commissioner Callahan and Commissioner Perkins. It's always nice to have the letters of appreciation for the police officers that are doing their job out there, for Todd, Cassidy, Suni, Shepard, and ACO Christie. Congratulations to Chief Nelson and Chief Truex. Now he can rest a little bit and not have to worry about going out in the middle of the night. I hope the Public Works Department is able to finish Maple Avenue. It's terrible. That section there by the animal control facility. Whew, I took the tanker through there last night. Not good. I know. And have a happy holiday and be safe out there. We haven't had our first snowstorm. Our first snowstorm always
just
generates.
Just jinxed it.
What?
I know.
I want to make sure that people are aware of it so that they slow down when it starts that first time. That's when we always have all sorts of fun. And with that, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Second.
You can't.
Oh, that's right. We can't do it.
Oh.
Just adjourn.
Just adjourn.
Okay.
All right.
Meeting adjourned. Thank you.